Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
Here we go again, muchachos. Once more, I'm through the breach. What a big show we have today.
It's very big.
What a dick.
Number one, the number one tennis player in the world now has COVID-19 is a little bit responsible for a few other people.
Well, you know you're in trouble when Nick Kyrgios is going, dude, what an
idiot.
Speaking
sense.
Hey, so we'll get to the bottom of that. Also, news that affects one of us very closely. Bald men more susceptible to COVID.
Seems unfair.
Thank you, Jane.
You are sporting a noggin of shame.
Dear, that's not good.
I might have hair and just shave it off. You might never know.
Well, I hope that's the case.
You never know. Monkeys have gone out of control in Thailand. They're invading the place. I always love a good monkeys gone wild story.
That's a sign of the apocalypse. Monkeys are on the rampage.
Don't go anywhere in Thailand.
The sheets went off yesterday with everyone talking about the songs they like to self-flagellate to.
Yes. Well, we did. We didn't get to hear from what you were going to do, so we'd like to hear what our listeners think.
You did call in. We'll get through some of your favourites. We're going to get round to the big question, what should guys put in or not put in their Tinder date photos?
You've got some fast rules
on this one, Jane.
Very much so.
Get your pens.
Not that I've used Tinder, but if I did, I've got some opinions.
You're under about five false names on Tinder, is what I believe. Howie Howard, Triple M's own, the Howie Games. Yeah. He's done 100.
Good on him.
He's cracked the ton. Which is just fantastic stuff. He's the best in the business.
He really gets info out of people, doesn't he? People open up to him.
He's brought in some Luke Longley, one of the few people on the face of the planet who's actually interviewed face-to-face Luke Longley. You want to hear some of this.
He's a great guy.
Also coming in, Andy Lee on Front Bar tonight.
I'll
put him up on blocks and get to the bottom of that. Nerd Alert, Jane Kennedy. Are you hosting that or is someone else?
I'm going to share that with James, our producer, because we like to be the self-appointed nerds of the team, James, yes?
All right, you're going to wear your black skimmies, I hope.
we got our Steve Jobs.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Mm-hmm. So much to get through on this big Wednesday, hump day.
It's a big Wednesday. You've got your TV show tonight, Front Bar tonight. Nationally, all around the country.
And I'm lucky to be here because I've just started panic buying again. It's so fantastic.
Don't do that. No, just when you thought those days were behind us. No, this is terrible.
I got in a punch on in aisle five.
I won't have it.
Well.
It's a repeat of what's going on. Now, this is off the back of the fact that I think Victoria seems to have a bit of an issue with COVID. Another 20 cases overnight. It starts with one or two people, you know, who start to buy toilet paper. Right. And the supermarkets have put restrictions back on items.
I was going bonkers. I was taking it out of other people's trolleys.
Oh, man. You're one of those people.
I actually got someone's trolleys while they weren't looking. Oh. I grabbed it and I took off with
it.
No, I've got two ply, I got three ply.
I got quadruple ply. I don't know where you get that from. I've never seen it before, but I now have it.
That's outrageous. You may not have all the quilt on, do you?
I've got all the quilt on.
Have you?
That's not fair. And the hand sanitizer.
You have some quilt on? You come and talk to me.
Right.
No, I just really want to say, we've got a voice now on the radio. We can say something.
Right.
And people might not listen to us or not.
Sure.
But I really want to say this. Don't be a dickhead and buy up all the toilet paper and stuff. Don't make it so we have to have restrictions. Yeah. It's actually insane. Stop it.
Or go bonkers. Really get in there and make sure you're okay. Do you know what I do? Take half of it. You mean be selfish. No, take half of it and set fire to the other half. So no one else can have it. That's a stupid thing to do. Because then my toilet paper is worth more.
So you'll be all right.
So do you remember that classic case of the guy? Oh, you know this because you're a philatelist.
Oh.
But the stamp collector... Who there was two rare the rarest stamps in the world. Right. He had one.
Mm. Mm.
He bought the other one and then set fire to it. That so he now had the only one and it was worth more than the two of them combined together.
Smart but stupid.
So that's what I'm doing with the Quilton.
You don't right. mean
I
this.
Am a Quilton
You're not
mogul.
A selfish prick. Stop it. Okay.
I'll give you a bit.
A little bit.
Of course, you're
react to that
prick.
For a minute.
No, I'm just saying, everybody
prick, even
can't
you,
stand
it.
It is a bit much. Sorry, everyone.
Pretty early in the show for that.
I know. I've just got very passionate.
5:05.
Yeah. I'm passionate about COVID-19.
I think it's
Dave. I'll lend you two squares. $20
of your four ply or just your two ply?
Not the four ply. You can't have
it. It's not. There's no such thing.
Well,
it's four ply. It's three ply.
Well, you just double up two.
Actually, I better not say that because people go, Jane, there is four ply toilet paper.
But the moment you put restrictions on things, that's when people go nuts for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't put the restrictions on.
Oh, now you're saying it. It's all right,
is it? I've got some baby formula too, if anyone needs baby formula.
Well, who doesn't have that in their cupboard? Always good in coffee if you haven't got any milk.
50 cartons of cigarettes.
Oh, that cost you a fortune.
Stop it. Stop the hoarding, Australia.
No, I'm hoarding.
Mm. Hey, when we come back,
I'm a prepper.
Honestly, story of the day has to be Djokovic, who had this tennis tournament in Croatia. Was it Serbia or Croatia? And
we'll get on to
as it. I saw these pictures coming up on Instagram, because I follow him on Instagram.
Right.
I must admit, on Saturday, I was a little nervous when he had a few photos going through.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that as we hook into Apocalypse Watch.
Yep. Right after this. Thanks to our good buddies at Crown and the Encore range of forklifts.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is,
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Okay, I think it's time, Jane, to reopen Club COVID-19.
We
pushed
it
out to sea because we thought we were through the worst
of it. We thought it was on the wane and wasn't going away.
We had it. We had a few. Have we got our old openers?
Yeah, let's
Club
take a listen to some of the classics we've had.
COVID-19!
The original.
Oh, COVID-19!
Yeah. And there was this one. And then this one.
That was the royal update.
That was royal.
That was when Prince Charles had it.
COVID-19's got an inductee. Club COVID!
Oh, wow.
Club COVID-19!
That was Chaz and Dave version.
There we go. Yeah. Some of the classics for us.
Some of the classics. Thank you, Maddie.
We've got a fresh one today, Jane, one that might appeal to you. Let's
or
go.
Or may not.
Such a long way to go. Long way to go. Before opening borders for ScoMo. Because it's Club. Club COVID.
Oh, Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross, a particular song that Jane loves in the boudoir.
Yeah.
It's Ride Like the Wind. Maddie, I do say that that's quite an interesting version. You've managed to go Coco COVID-19. Get it in. Oh my God. Maddie, what's going on? I want to see you when you sing those.
Well,
all right, now, the reason why we have an update on COVID-19.
What is it?
Well, one of my favourite tennis players is Novak Djokovic.
Why? Yeah. Why is he your favourite?
Oh, because he's funny and
is
he's
he?
Got a good. Yes,
is
he is. I've always found him amusing, really? And he does impersonations of other tennis players on the court. Haven't you seen him do that?
Yeah,
oh, you're
next time in the tennis.
Look who I'm talking to.
Hey, if you're finding a tennis player funny, it's like tennis players' senses of humour generally.
They are funny.
I don't know.
All right.
I'll come out with a giant racket.
Okay.
Oh no, there's a mozzie. There's a mozzie. Oh, pretend you.
They are funny.
He's jumped the net. Shut
up. All right, now, he decided.
He's in the first row of the audience. Oh, they're hilarious.
You are never going to be invited to the Australian Open again.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
He decided to put together a exhibition tournament. It was called the Adria Tour, and he was going around. He's from Belgrade, or it's around his hometown in Croatia and Serbia, all the areas around there. Okay, so
it's
he
like
was
a geography
doing this big
lesson
tour
in here today, isn't it?
Well, it's in the Balkan region. Okay, I know you don't know very much about the world, and
Balkan,
I'm a bit more
love
worldly
the
than
regions.
You. All right. You know, you like the women from the Balkan region.
I love those Balkan ankles.
Do you?
You know the ones?
That's what you look at?
I like a cankle.
All right. So
really like it.
At the time, it was a little bit controversial for him to put this tournament. I'm moving on. I'm forging on. It was a bit controversial for him to put the tournament on because people were suggesting, do you think it's a little bit too soon to put on a tennis tournament with people watching and having players so close together?
Yeah. And hugging each other after the game as they did. You know, he's a bit of an anti-vaxxer, Jane. Your
is he?
Hero.
Joker, is he?
The Joker and his wife.
Oh, how do you know?
I think they've pretty much made comments to the...
Oh, actually, yes. He has a bit of an anti-vax stance.
Right.
But that's... Okay, so...
You've done your homework here on...
No, I'm just saying that.
You profess to love.
But I didn't think that was the relevant thing here, but obviously...
Okay. But it makes it funnier what he's done.
Mm.
Well, it does make it funnier. So, oops.
Yeah.
They have the tournament, one of them, and unfortunately, four players immediately have tested positive...
Oh, no.
...on the weekend... Following rounds of partying and everything, and then in news that has just come out, he himself and his wife have also tested positive.
Both anti-vaxxers. Oh, he said, he said, I don't care, I'm putting my tournament on anyway.
Yep.
I don't care, I'm hugging my opponents after the game. What is it? It's all a big hoax.
Yep.
But here I am, tops off, in a conga line at the party, playing Nude Twister with my mates.
Yep. Ha-ha.
Who's laughing now?
Yep. Positive.
Hey, you've got COVID-19.
Ooh. Oops. Let's hear the official report.
Djokovic has released a statement saying we organised the tournament when the virus has weakened, believing the conditions for hosting the tour had been met. Unfortunately, this virus is still present and it is a new reality. Aussie Nick Kyrgios has come out in light of this latest development saying prayers up to all the players that have contracted COVID-19. Don't at me for anything I've done that has been irresponsible or classified as stupidity. This takes the cake.
Yeah.
All right, now you know you're nuts.
Yeah.
Kyrgios is starting to make sense.
Yes,
that is.
But this is what, I mean, honestly, it was stupid. It was insane, especially when on Instagram you saw them having a party.
Have you seen the footage of the party? It's incredible.
It's tops off. It's a full-on disco. Everybody's all over each other. Let's have a bit of a listen to the party.
No tops on it's like a dance floor orgy. Okay.
It was like, I mean, it looked like fun.
Don't get me wrong.
In a Serbian kind of way. in a Balkan state kind of way, it looked like
well
fun.
Well done, Djokovic, you anti-vaxxing fool.
That is a bit of a concern.
Hey, I've got another concern, and one that you and I should take very seriously.
Yeah, well.
Bald men are considered more susceptible to coronavirus.
How so?
That means you, Dave.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Well,
that
this is.
You.
This seems very unfair.
It's very baldest of you both.
I'm going to have to ask you to wear a face mask. I bought a face mask.
Yeah, too. I'm not wearing a face mask.
Why are bald men more susceptible to coronavirus?
I'm
going to have to ask you to wear a face mask or put on a wig. Jane. Okay, good.
Yes, why are they? What's the plausible explanation?
I don't know the explanation, but it's been associated with high levels of male sex hormones. Well, find that out.
Well, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Have you got to play your music, Dave? Jane, since you asked, several possible factors at play here.
I'm very interested in your scientific study.
Well, I'm wearing a white coat for everyone at home.
Dr. Molloy.
Nothing else.
Oh, I like white, Dr. Molloy.
Just a white coat.
All right. Keep it buttoned up, please.
Is that a thermometer?
Face mask on, Dave.
Okay.
Face mask on.
Not great for
you. Yes, doctor.
Well, you're likely to suffer more chronic conditions known to pose a higher risk of serious illness.
Why?
Because bald men's immune systems are not as good as normal men or women's. Jane, look, it's all in my fact sheet.
This sounds very random.
I don't have all the answers, but I'm trusting
this is very random and very baldest.
Thank you.
I'm not Dr. Friggin' Fauci. I'm just here relaying
thank God.
What's coming out.
I can't help if I'm bald, by the way. I've got
correct.
But you're a super spreader.
How can I be?
You're a super spreader and you're more susceptible. Look at you.
Is that the same as a mansplainer?
You dirty rotten incubator. He's incubating
so
right now.
So now I'll go out in the streets and people will look at me going, oh, he's bald, so he might be carrying the virus. That's just going to create...
It is baldest.
I would throw rocks at you in the street.
Yeah, well, would you?
Oh, my God.
You'd be that person.
Yeah,
we might wrap up this part of the segment.
I'm going to wear a wig from now on.
You can wear a wig. Can I choose him?
Are you going to take Michael Klim on in the street? The same
Michael
reason.
Klim, perfect.
You won't say
There's
that.
There's some
to
people
him.
To avoid. Michael Klim, Bert Newton. You know what? Bert Newton, they should take him in to test on him.
Michael Jordan. He was going to get you.
No, but Bert Newton. Why? Let's get back to Bert.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Let's
walk. Oh, clockface. Why don't we go take Bert in and do a series of tests on his noggin?
Why don't you say that to Bert, to his face?
Oh, moon face.
I don't think you would say that
I
to
would
him. Not,
I would do that.
Mm. Mike Tyson, would you say it to him?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
He always get his tiger on you. What about Pope Francis?
Pope Francis.
He's bald as a badger.
Is he? He's bald in the downstairs apartment too.
You know?
All right, let's go
all
to
that
an ad break.
He does down there.
That's
right.
Enough now. That's why he wears the dress.
Kennedy Malloy.
What?
This is Kennedy Malloy. Close the curtains. Fluff up the pillows. Lock the kids in their room. It's time to get sexy. Mick and Jane. Between the sheets.
Okay, kids, and now parents, kids and car. Oh, no, it's not that right, this one, is it?
Pretty.
No, kids are safe.
It's okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll allow it. Yeah. Listen up, kids. Yeah. Might learn something. I want to put this to you, Jane Kennedy, and Whitney, one of our producers here, has joined us. This is something that we're going to put to you first, and then our female audience.
It's a new
survey that's been done on what attracts women for dating profile photos. So say you've got a Tinder shot or say you've got this, what the do's and don'ts, what you do include or what you don't include and what apparently women respond to. So the big don't here, I'm going to lead with this, and it might be a bombshell to some, do not put your cat in your dating profile picture. Men who like cats are less likely to get a date if they include that cat in their Tinder shot. There's been a study by the Colorado State University which found women are less likely to swipe right. So they've taken a picture of the man without cat, picture of the man with holding cat, and they've swiped right less when he's holding the cat. Wow. Ergo, don't have a cat, guys. Yeah. Or if you do, keep it out of your profile shot. True or false, Jane?
True. Get rid of the cat.
So what's it saying to you if you see a guy in a trailer?
That you're a nana who stays at home with your pussy cat and it's tragic.
Jeez. Crikey. Break it to us gently.
Oh, is that too harsh?
What if I had an item in my shot but one of those big feral cats?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a bit more adventurous. Whitney, what do you think about a man posing with a cat?
Yeah, hard no for me.
Hard no.
We did a survey
out the front there, and I've got to say, guys, keep the cat.
Cats out.
What would you use?
Cats
out. What about Grumpy Cat? Because Grumpy Cat was adorable. He was a massive on social.
Yeah,
who
that's just
has
a prop.
Access to Grumpy Cat?
What about the Tiger King with a tiger?
Well, you'll be surprised how many men have photos with tigers from Thailand. The drugged up tigers that you get to go pat.
Well, again, that's a hard no.
Really?
Hard no. Another hard no from me is people wearing a hat and wearing glasses, sunglasses, or anything like that.
Especially if it's in more than one, because that means they're maybe hiding that they're bald, which is fine if they are.
What about fire in my shot? It's just me. I'm wearing a suicide vest. One of those. Is that likely to...
What are you doing?
Well, it depends.
Surely that's a swipe right.
Stop. It depends what faction you belong to in the, you know. Depends.
Okay,
no.
What would work? What would work in
Hang on, I like the ones that don't work. Whitney, you've got another one that doesn't work.
Yeah, one for me that really
gets
under my
skin. Write this down, boys. This is a fascinating insight into the female mind.
Is men that pose or put photos with a baby, right, and it's kind of like the lead, the main photo, and then in their profile it'll say, by the way, not my child, or that's my niece, or
so it's trying too hard,
and it's also implying that women are going to swoon because you're holding a kid.
We're not that stupid.
Like,
here's another one, a big no from me.
Big no.
A selfie in the mirror with your top off.
Oh, keep your tops on.
Oh, that's my go-to. Yeah.
Chicks would love that, wouldn't they?
No.
Six pack.
Well, how stupid do you think we are?
my no. God, no. Even the, no. Just the selfie, it's like...
The selfie of yourself is too vain. It's embarrassing.
Really? What about me wearing a suit out of human skin? Is that
you're not taking this game very seriously, are you? And hence, you will never get a date. Hence, you're single.
Jane.
Wow. Hey,
hang on, I'm single too, Jane.
You're taking it seriously, Whitney, and I'm here to help you.
A good friend of mine had... got his profile shot of him behind the wheel of his friend's 86-foot yacht.
Oh, it's not bad.
Of course, it's not his yacht. And, and strictly, he hasn't lied.
Yeah.
He's just taken a shot of him.
But again, but what kind of wanker would do that?
Well, he just understands how women think, which is
Whitney, what is a positive?
Suck him for money.
What are you looking for?
Do you know what? One thing for me is like if they're playing an instrument sometimes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not a cowbell. I think Whitney means a guitar or the piano or a cello.
So you swipe right for Kenny G.
No.
That's hilarious, Whitney.
What is wrong with you, Whitney?
No, I'll tell you what I want. This is what would be my dream Tinder photo. It would just be almost like it's a picture of him. He's not self-conscious. Mm-hmm. It's sort of obviously a group shot. He doesn't have many photos of himself and he's just sort of gone, this is just me.
Too hard.
Too many rules.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I take a shot of me with a tea towel over my shoulder in the kitchen. In the kitchen, like with the pan. Shing a pan.
Great cook.
Hello, girls.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow. You've been trapped. 133353.
Yes.
Girls. Guys, if you feel confident, you get into the frame.
Yes. Tell us what you want and what you don't want.
What do you want, don't you want in that picture?
All right, here to help you. It's a community service from Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Mark Howard, Howie, the Howie Games is going to join us in just a moment, actually. We've got a huge second hour, too, with Andy Lee. And by the way, all our callers that get through to Kennedy Malloy this week, we're going to put you on the standby list to win Friday's epic $10,000 Tempur mattress prize.
It's one of the best prizes we've
Nothing
ever had.
Nothing feels, supports, or adapts to your body like a Tempur.
That's what I would put in my profile picture, me lounging around on the Tempur bed.
That is
the
genius.
Girls would identify the Tempur bed and go,
well,
that is
right.
A magical night.
Yes.
Between the bed and Mickey. I am so happy. And
you know what? I love our listeners. They've really responded to this. We were talking about what you do and do not put in your Tinder photo or your profile photo for a dating website.
Because cats is a no-no. A study's been
They've
done.
They've done a study. And guys,
with a cat, not working.
Get rid of the cat. It's not going to work for you.
We've been asking our female talent here on the show what they think is good and bad. Whitney's as a musical instrument.
I'm seeing an oboe.
But she wasn't specific about the instrument. Oh, guitar? Oh, my God.
Flute.
No, she's not saying flute. She's saying guitar. All right.
Maracas? Nude maracas?
She's actually cracking up. She just can't speak now,
Jane,
because it's all too much.
What did you say? You had something, didn't you? You said yours was too hard. It was like being choreographed.
Yeah, you had a lot of rules.
It was a group scene with guys, and it was like
I just
musical.
Wanted a natural shot. That's just somebody's just... I'm trying to explain.
All right, the girls and the guys are getting involved. Jane, where are we starting?
Well, I'm going to go to Rachel. Rachel, you've got a few hard and fast rules. Tell us what it is.
Hey, team. Yeah, so there's hard and fast rules. There's definitely no children, so sorry, Mickey, no Fred and Lenny in the photo.
Oh, damn it.
And also, as hot as you looked when you were at the Logies the other year, you can't crop out the X, you know. Don't do a really bad, you know, crop out and have you in the nice suit there with the X, with your arm around
so,
the X.
Rachel, it sounds like you've been stalking Mick, but that's okay.
That's cool. And the final one, Jane, the final one, the absolute showstopper is if Mickey's going to take a photo in the bathroom, make sure he's cleaned up the shelf behind him when he's facing into
that
the
That is important.
Don't have the chick shampoos, makeup.
We don't want to see anybody else's belongs off from your ex
products.
Or something like that still there.
What if there's a girl in the bath with me?
Sorry, Rachel. I have to put up with this every day. I'm
just
sorry.
Saying. Some people are open to this.
Rachel, we take your point. That's very good advice for everybody trying to go for
Hello,
it.
Rachel.
Let's go to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good.
Laura, we were talking about the do's and don'ts of your profile picture, and a study, a university study in the US has shown that if you put a cat with a guy in a photo, it's probably not going to get you very far. Mm. What do you have to say about that?
No, well,
not for me. I've been with my partner for 2 years and swipe right on him on Tinder, and it's because he had his cat in his photo.
What?
Wow.
So like, was it like, him or the cat? Why?
No, it was him and his cat, and like my girlfriends all referred to him as the cat man.
The cat man? And you've been together for how long?
2 years, and it's, yeah, because I could remember his cat name before I could remember his
and
name.
And what made you, what, honestly, what was it about him? I mean, he must be, tell me, what's the package?
Did you think he was just more harmless than most other men?
Was no, a cat like animal, like a...
Animal people are just nicer.
I agree.
There's a can of worms.
You know, that's that a good is, note. That right. is a good point. Cat people aren't very nice. They're very caring, yeah. nurturing people. I'm turning. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah. That is lovely to hear, Laura. Let's right. quickly go to Celeste.
I could get a cat, Laura.
Oh. Okay. Hi, Celeste.
Hello.
Now, can you give us some do's and don'ts? What are you going to give us for your yeah, profile sure. picture?
Definitely do not pose with the fish.
Oh. Well, I'd never have met my partner if that was the truth. So, you know, I am with the fisherman.
The fish? Are they allowed to kiss the fish? Is that a good look, Celeste?
Definitely not. Apart are you from telling the smelling me... of the fingers as well.
Oh, okay, Celeste. That's that a bit is too much funny. Detail. But can I just say, Celeste, have you seen men on your... Do you go on Tinder? Is that the choice of dating
not anymore,
site?
No. Loved up now. Don't need to...
Now, what attracted you to the man if you're loved up?
What was his photo?
Yeah.
No, well, we actually met the old-fashioned way.
Oh, good Lord. Oh. What, had a conversation and decided you liked each other?
Jeez.
Exchanged phone numbers? Crikey.
Yep. God. Old school.
Wow.
What are you?
That still happens.
In the 18th century?
Yeah, 20th century, I thought.
Yeah.
All right, Celeste, we've got that one. holding up fish.
Oh, that's a good
See,
one.
That would appeal to me. Seriously? That means someone's outdoors and right. likes to sort of get out and have
what
a
What if I was naked with a fish covering yeah.
Why
my
do you always bring the level down?
No, because remember the Australian swimmer? He took that classic photo of a nude and it was him, Miller or someone. And it was him nude but with like a flounder covering his tentacles. Yeah.
Trust you to remember that.
All right, hey, go. We've got time for one more.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it Beck?
Who do you want to go with?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, no. I want to go to Beck because this is very good advice
okay.
for men. Hi, Beck.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Some good advice of no's.
Oh, I have three definite no's.
Oh. Go for it.
Duck lips.
Oh, that face, that vain-looking face.
God. Yeah. Yeah,
terrible,
love it. What
terrible.
Else, quick?
We're what else?
Gym selfie, Insta filters are a
and Insta filters, I like
no
it.
Go
hey,
zone.
Beck, thanks. We've got time for one more. I just want to take Tim quickly. Tim, close us out. What worked for you, buddy?
Mick, I don't know, mate. Not much has been working for me lately, but I'll tell you, if I had a puppy, I reckon I'd be in.
Bang.
Oh, my God.
A guy with a puppy.
All right.
It's a done deal.
A puppy.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's a done deal.
Lay down, Mazir. Done. Well done.
Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, Tim. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, everyone, for your calls.
Appreciate your calls.
We'll come back with Howie.
Up next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Absolutely pumped to welcome to the Howie Games. Patty Mills,
Kathy Freeman,
Mike Hussey,
the great one, Kari Webb,
Elise Perry,
Grant Hackett.
Welcome to the Howie Games. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Howie.
The coach of the Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy,
Boris Becker,
Kate and Bronte Campbell,
Lauren Jackson, Nat Fife,
Ian Thorpe,
Dan Ricardo.
G'day, Howie.
Ben Simmons,
Scotty McLaughlin,
Lewis Hamilton,
Justin Langer,
Johnny Aloisi,
Cadell Evans,
Sally Fitzgibbons.
Howie, this is monumental.
Well, there's an intro for you.
There it is. It's been a fantastic contribution to the sporting life of Triple M. He's a thoroughbred. He knows his stuff. And when it comes to sport, he's the king. The
number one. Numero uno.
The interview here at Triple M. I taught him a bit.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
Triple M cricket.
Really?
I took him under my arm and nursed him through.
Oh. He's never forgotten
his formative
that.
Days. Wow. He's head and shoulders above the best. It's Howie. How are you, mate?
Hello, guys. Lovely to speak to you. My memories of Triple M cricket being taught by you involved a headache, Mick. I'm not sure.
Welcome aboard, Mark.
And a bottle of Grange, I'm sure. That's how it was.
Yeah, that's it.
Mark, congratulations. I kind of feel like I'm proud of this because I was here when you started and you... I was on the hot breakfast in Melbourne when you first started going around with this stuff, and it's been fantastic ride. And this week you do your 100th interview. Who is it?
You have to find out tomorrow.
Just thought I might have.
It is a spoiler alert, is it?
It's a spoiler alert, and it'll be someone. I know your background. I know you love surfing. I'm going to say a surfer. Ooh. Is there some kind of, who's the best surfer in the world right now? It's a.
Oh, Kelly Slater.
Well, yeah, but he's probably, you've probably already done them, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I've been chasing Kelly for 3 years. It could be Kelly tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But you'll have to wait and see. I think it comes out about midnight tonight. But
right.
I met him in New Zealand. I played a game of golf with him.
Yeah.
Did you really?
He's a huge golfer. When he's not surfing, he's playing golf. You'll always find him at King Island because he goes down there occasionally. There's a couple of swells that turn up once a year. Mm. He goes down there. He takes his clubs. Howie, you should run out of the bushes as he's coming up the 16th.
And, with a microphone and stalk him.
And nab him. Mate, you must love this because it's a great thing. I know how much you love sport. Mm. And to be doing, A, now commentating cricket, and congratulations calling football on Fox.
Yeah.
But to be able to interview idols and sports superstars, this is just a dream come true for you. You're living your dream.
Yeah, it is. And to sit down and chat with, you know, 99 of your sporting heroes, as you say, Mickey, I was on the Hot Breakfast when I started this, and the first episode was Adam Gilchrist nearly 4 years ago. And after the first 2 weeks, we had 100 downloads. And myself and Michael James, who you all know, the producer, we cracked open the six pack and thought, wow, 100 people are listening to this. So to be 99 episodes in, I think we're about 40 million.
Is unbelievable.
Howie, there's something about the style. It's the way you speak. It absolutely brings out the best in all the sports people that you speak to. So don't ever change whatever you're doing. It's working great.
You bought us something because we all can help it. We're watching The Last Dance. I'm sure you would have been parked in front of the telly. And you're one of the few people that I know of in this country and probably around the world who's had a real good, solid sit-down with Luke Longley, yeah?
Yeah, he came in, and he is an enormous man. It was a couple of years ago, and his whole hand took up to about my elbow, and he was in Melbourne. He's a unique man. He was in Melbourne to do a hand-making knife course. So he's like, oh, mate, look at these. And he started pulling all these knives out of his bag.
Well, that's so interesting for a start, isn't it?
So that's fantastic. He was involved in the biggest, as big a sports franchise as there has ever existed in the world. Did he talk to you about that?
He did, and since The Last Dance came out, I've had 30 or 40 media messages from journalists all around the world. I mean, Brazil, Argentina, trying to get hold of him. Yeah. I've brought you some audio, though.
Yes, so please.
The first grab you're going to hear is Luke talking about his very first contract he signed in the NBA and the advice his father gave him about what to do with the money.
Okay, great.
They gave me $1 million straight up as a signing bonus.
What is that actually like as a young bloke when someone gives you $1 million?
My old man's famously bad with money.
Right.
And I think one of his worst bits of advice, he told me, he said, when you get your first job, Luke, this is before basketball, he said, what I did, I think you should enjoy your money, not save it. He said, I spent my whole first paycheck on champagne and oysters.
Slightly different paycheck.
So I said, Dad, how are we going to do this, mate? Should we buy an oyster farm or a winery? You know?
Very good. Indeed. Did he ever tell you why he... Did you understand why he wasn't a huge part of The Last Dance?
It's a really good question, Mick, because I heard the producer came out and say, one, that he was isolated in Australia, and B, that he wasn't a very good storyteller or very gregarious. Now, I don't say lightly. He told me the best stories I've had on all 99 episodes.
Yes. Wow.
It's a real shame. And every time The Last Dance was on and you'd see him do a layup or in the background, I'd be cheering on the couch because he's a lovely fellow. Now, you want to know how big it was when Luke was playing with the Bulls with Jordan and Rodman.
Yep.
This is Luke talking about, this is a bloke from Perth who's playing with these blokes and trying to check into hotels. And they were so big. They were so big they couldn't use their own names.
There was a certain amount of Beatles about. Like, we'd rock up at a hotel wherever we were in the country, and there would be, I don't know, 500 people there with cameras and not media. We're just talking punters trying to get a look. So we used to have to use aliases in the hotel room. I was Norman Gunston for a whole year.
Piss off.
No Americans are walking up and saying, oh, put me through to Norman Gunston, please. I was Stagger Lee for a while.
Stagger Lee?
Oh, he's a character in a Nick Cave song.
Right. Who else to go with?
Bruce Dool. I was Bruce Dool for a while. I was going with the Aussie icons in my own mind anyway.
This is my favourite moment of this podcast series to date.
Who would you go as, Howie? Yeah. If you were that famous and you needed a non-deployment, who would it be?
Oh, gee. It's a tough one, isn't it? I think Probably one of my sporting heroes from the early days. I might check in as Alan Border, I reckon.
Oh. Probably John Michael Housen.
What about you, Mickey?
John Michael Housen for me.
Yeah.
What about you, Jane?
Oh, look, I'd go Chris Evert. Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's a bit of a curveball
for
you.
When can people have a listen to the 100th edition of the Howie Games?
Right, so it comes out about midnight tonight. So when you wake up tomorrow, it will be
who
there.
Who is it? Who is it?
I cannot wait. Are they Australian?
I'll give you, it's an Australian.
I know who it is.
Achieved something no Australians ever done.
I'd go with, do you know who I'd interview? It's like my one and only interview.
Who?
Jai Tarima.
Jumping Jai.
Jumping Jai, who used to have a fag on the deck at training before he did his triple jump. He'd sit there. He'd have a smoke on the dais. If he finished in the top three, he'd pull out a fag. If you can represent Australia and have a fag at the same time, you're as good as it gets.
I think I've got it, and I'm not going to say a name. I really think I've got it, and I'll tell you off air.
Give it a go. I'm a terrible liar, but I'll lie.
All right, Yvonne Cawley.
Oh,
no.
Good.
No.
Okay.
And I'm not lying now.
Okay. All right, all right. That was
my
guess.
I'm a bit flat that it's not Jai Tarima. He would have been a good one for me.
All right, mate. Congratulations. Well done, Howie.
Yeah.
I know there'll be another 100 coming down the pike. Keep up the good work.
Congratulations.
Triple M superstar.
Mark Howard.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yeah, see you guys, Cherry. And Save Tonight.
Good
Kennedy
stuff.
Molloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Andy Lee coming up real soon tonight. He's on the front bar tonight with you on Channel 7, by
the way. Yes, Song Whisperer just around the corner. Jane, you've got more Apocalypse Watch COVID-19 news, yes?
Yes, I have, and it involves something that is very desperate in Thailand. What has happened? Monkeys have gone berserk.
First
because
sign of the apocalypse. Mad monkeys.
It is. Mad monkeys. Now, you know I love a good monkey story.
Yeah.
It's the macaques have gone aggressive and desperate because macaques. There's no tourists around to feed them. What they have done there is thousands, almost 2,000 monkeys have gone and on a rampage. They are going into homes. They are taking food out of people's hands. Here's just an example of what they sound like. They're invading buildings. They're forcing locals to flee their homes.
Are they wearing human clothes, though, and smoking cigars?
Almost.
That's all
they
I
are literally grabbing cans of Pepsi out of people in there. They're trying to sterilise them all so they won't breed.
That would be a bad time to just be standing on the street peeling a banana. No. Hey, what's that noise?
Bananas.
No.
Drop the bananas.
All right, we get the idea. Watch out for monkeys.
Yeah, be
Soul
careful.
Whisperer. Synopsis, please, Soul Whisperer.
A self-proclaimed hero travels an unbelievable distance by foot. He might be hallucinating. Here's the catch. He has saved a person's life, but the person he saved is actually bad for his health, like really bad. He knows this, but he can't extract himself from the cycle of woe he inhabits.
It's a tale of woe.
Kind of a tale of woe.
I've told you to let me know if it's a tale of woe.
Is it? And I would walk. Thank you.
Not the
proclaimers.
Really?
An unbelievable distance.
It's an even bigger distance.
These boots are made for walking.
Oh,
that's Nancy Sinatra and Frank.
Not Nancy.
Walk on the wild side.
Not the wild side.
Christopher Cross.
You get the idea, people. 1-3-3-4-3-3.
Drive home. That's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And what a cracking hour it's going to be. Andy Lee steps up to the plate, both on this show and on the front bar tonight, to hit it out of the park.
That's most excellent.
Lucky to have him. He's a genuine A-lister, loves his sport, and I can't wait to welcome him to the fold tonight. What else, Jane?
Do you think Andy's a nerd? Because I am, and so is James, our producer. We've got a nerd alert for you, everybody, because Apple's unveiled a new operating system, and we are here to help you to find out exactly what's going on in the world of technology.
I am knee-deep in nerds in this studio. Am I right, Dave?
But don't you love us?
I'm not a nerd.
On your phone. What are you doing?
Oh, I was checking my emails.
You're checking your emails?
Mate, you're on national radio right now.
But you guys are doing the intro. I'm very busy behind
doing?
The panel here.
What kind of emails are you getting?
Stop the intro.
Just cut it.
What?
Shut it off.
What?
You are not to check your emails.
What was the email you were checking? What was it? What was it?
It was from Newcastle, Triple M.
Not again.
I think so.
Those bozos. Now, remember yesterday, what was the one they sent you yesterday?
They wanted to talk to me and say how dirty Melburnians are because of the COVID-19 outbreak. So,
well, just a tip. Okay. You know, while we've only got 2 hours
no,
on here.
No, I'm
listening
to the
show.
I can multitask. I can
no,
really
I don't
listen.
Think so.
All right. Time for the Song Whisperer, is it?
Whisperer.
He's got it. He's got the Rona.
My
You've got
God.
The Rona.
I have not.
We know ball men are susceptible to it.
All right.
You've got to get
I wasn't happy before, by the way, you were saying with your Tinder profile, oh, if he's wearing a hat, he's hiding something. Like being bald is like a, I don't know, a disability. It's not. It's okay to be bald, guys.
No, it's not.
And it's very superficial.
No, I'm not saying
to
people
say that.
I'm saying people wearing a hat don't wear a hat. It's not nice manners. You don't wear a hat when you walk inside a house.
I'm glad it's not backwards. That's what I'm saying. Would you put a hat on backwards in a Tinder shirt?
I would. Chicks dig it.
Well, chicks, here's a tip. And I've not even been on Tinder.
Can I just say something, Jane, quickly? Mm. He's been caught reading his emails on air and then had turned it into a go at us.
Correct.
Having a crack at him from...
Oh, that's a profile.
Very defensive.
People, yeah.
How does that work
out? I don't know. I'm sorry.
So we're not falling for that.
All right. Are you a Song Whisperer? Yeah? We played the little jingle?
We have done that, yes.
We did.
The little jingle.
Synopsis, please.
A self-proclaimed hero travels an unbelievable distance by foot.
He forges on.
He might be hallucinating. Now, here's the catch. He has saved a person's life, but the person he saved is actually bad for his health. Now, he knows this, but he can't extract himself from the cycle of woe he inhabits.
Cycle of woe. It's a tale of woe.
Yeah.
I don't know about the cycle of woe. Harry's on the line. Harry, where are you from?
I'm from Ballarat there, mate.
Ballarat, that's your alma mater.
You're in
isn't
Victoria.
Yeah, I'm from Wenderee.
We are.
Yeah. Wenderee, all right.
No, not Wenderee. All right, mate. Not Wenderee, no.
Okay. Nobody wants to go near you, Harry, because you're from Victoria.
Yeah,
you're feeling the heat,
right.
Man.
All right, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, we don't want Dave back here.
Guess?
Thank you, Harry.
I think it's Space Oddity by David Bowie.
That's a pretty good guess. Oh, my God. A self-proclaimed hero travels an unbelievable distance by foot.
By foot, yeah, not by spaceship.
Oh. That's right. That's right. Mix correct.
Yeah, no, you're out. Oops. Harry, sorry, can't help
sorry,
you. Matt's
Harry.
On the line. Matt, what's your guess?
I was thinking Horse With No Name.
Ugh, another terrible song.
It's not a terrible song. It's
you
a great song.
You
I didn't play it, but I listened to it.
Right.
Hallucinating, yes. Horse With No Name in the desert.
A bit of
oh, my God. I'm not joining in.
Is it?
No.
Matt.
Bang. Bad luck, Matt.
Sorry, Matt.
Justin's on the line. Justin, what's your guess, mate?
Good afternoon, wonderful people. I think it's Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds because you're mine. I walk the line.
He could have used a bit more cowbell, especially with that train chugging.
That's right.
That's a very interesting call.
Mm.
It's not
Johnny Song Whisperer. Well, it's not.
No.
Okay.
But I liked hearing that.
Right.
Thank you, Justin.
Let's soldier on. Mm. While we're on a roll, John, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Walking on the Moon.
Oh, this could be it.
So what do you take? Walking on
great
the moon.
Song.
Yeah. Is he hallucinating or did he really walk on the moon?
Yep. Would be
yes
it.
Or no?
Ticks a lot of boxes, but not all of them.
No, bad luck, John. Daniel, what's your guess, mate?
Hey, Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Oh, hello. It's a favourite of us. We played it for a very long time.
Yes, we do.
Self-proclaimed hero.
He walks around the world to ease his troubled mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Could be hallucinating.
Yeah.
That's
he
a long walk.
It's correct.
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
What do you win? He goes into the draw for the Tempur bed.
Yes, Friday we'll announce whether you're the winner of the new mattress worth $10,000. And here's the good news. You've got a case of Brick Lane coming your way as well.
Well done, Daniel.
Well done, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing the Song Whisperer. Back tomorrow on Kennedy Malloy. And up next, Andy Lee.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And friend of the show who will be on the front bar tonight with Mick Malloy on Channel 7, Andy Lee on Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee sitting in, replacing, what's his name?
Sam Pang.
That's right.
That's him. Sam Pang. He's still going about, is he?
Is he out of the country?
Is he being omitted? Or is he injured? Or is he being rested?
I think he just wants to sit home and watch America's Got Talent. He loves the game shows because you know he was famously, I think he's featuring in the next season of Little Big Shots. He's going to be, sorry, Sam, I can't take your call. I can't take your call right now.
You might want to put that on mute.
I'll have to get back to you. That was quick, wasn't it?
He wasn't happy with that.
He follows you so closely in everything you do, doesn't he?
No, it'll be fun. Because the last couple times we've had you, you've been behind the bar. This time, we're actually sitting dangerously close to Andy Marr. Be careful because he's elderly and in this COVID-19 environment.
We'll still be social distancing.
We'll be social distancing.
And it's live television too, just a reminder, Andy, just, you know.
Yeah, I asked that of Mick and I said, what kind of filters are we putting on?
There's no delay in television.
He said, from a guy that's been sued a few times in his career.
The guy's been sacked by every network. What's the worst that could happen? I said. Now, we're also one of our other guests tonight on the program is a bloke.
I'm so excited that you got this guy.
So it's a bloke called Tony Barber. Now, older listeners would remember him, of course, from Sale of the Century.
Yes, legend.
And Great Temptation, by the way. Much older listeners would know
and
that
a lot
show.
Of very good cigarette ads he used to do. Was it for Rothmans or was it for someone? The Whistler.
Would he have won a gold Logie, Barber?
Oh, for sure. Got to be up there.
Yeah.
And he would have accepted it by running up really fast acting overexcited.
Yeah. His nemesis would have been Daryl Summers at the time.
Because they were the two big names, weren't they?
Daryl Summers. And they were nine, owned everything.
At that stage, they were invincible.
Yep. And we've got him. We've got him across.
Now, you have an interesting relationship with Tony. Is he aware of this? Can you explain to our audience?
There'll be a frosty response.
From you?
Barber. Yeah. Tony Barber is the only ever guest to cancel on the Hamish and Andy show on the day.
How'd that go down?
He'd been kicked out of Dancing with the Stars because he was on Dancing with the Stars more recently. Wow. And he'd been kicked out and he was meant to come in and chat to us. Mm. And he said, he had a gutful of the whole show and everything and didn't bother coming in. And so he became the nemesis of the show.
Now, you two, you're two of the most even, likable characters in the face of the planet.
Don't hold a grudge.
I personally find if someone cancels it, they go on a list for me. How did you take it?
We took it poorly. We went out, we said that he's obviously crying about being kicked out of Dance with the Stars, and we kind of burnt him for the full 10 minutes he was meant to be on the show. And then from years on, if we've ever got any contest that Jack's running for us or a listener's running for us, we always pretend it's us versus Tony Barber. the same way as Michael Jordan used to make up things about people.
Get himself up and about.
Yes.
So how are you going to go tonight when you come face to face with Mr. Barber?
It'll be uncomfortable, but I'll remain a professional.
Wow. Can I stoke this or can I?
I think we should do a little nod to it just because, the backstory is so long. The other thing is Hamish and I had a gold-coloured watch available for our show. It's a Hamish and Andy gold-coloured watch back in the day, right? And they were very coveted.
Right.
People would want them. And we used to put up contests that if we failed, we'd send Barbara a watch. So that would be the worst thing the show could ever do, would be send Tony Barber a gold-coloured watch. And we did send him one at one point because we'd failed the listeners and failed ourselves. So he might be wearing it tonight.
He's a good sport and he will enjoy tonight.
Well, what did you call him on live TV?
We were doing a sketch in the late show. I threw a board game at his head and I said, fat lot of good you were, Barber. I didn't win the celebrity match.
I think we've all got history with Tony.
We have all got history with him.
How do you feel if I go and fish out the clip of him losing on Dancing with the Stars?
They'll have that in the Channel 7 library.
Look, I mean, I'm a pretty level-headed fellow. But I could see red, and it is live.
Stir the pot, Mickey.
On live TV. Hold that thought. Yes. Handily tonight on Front Bar, 9:15.
Yep.
You have got America's Got Talent before you.
Which everyone will tune into. Hopefully they just stick around for us. But I want everyone to stick around because, Mick, I need some parenting advice.
You've come to the right place.
I beg your pardon. Did you just say Mick? You need parenting advice?
Excuse me, Jane. I've got this.
What am I, chopped liver?
Well, look how your lot turned out.
Oh, this will be good. Okay. I will look
at mine. They've already stolen and done a runner from their first golf cart. So proud.
Andy Lee's with us. More with him right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Andy Lee in studio as well.
And, of course, Andy is appearing on the front bar tonight, and it's a very special occasion when, you know, you've done it.
I'm pumped up.
Yeah, you're very pumped up, and we wish you well, but it was a big moment for you today, and you've recently put something, in fact, in the last couple of hours on Instagram.
Yep.
Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I mean, for all young players of any team, people would know if they follow social media that the club now, it's mandatory for the club to get their kid, the new recruit, to call their parents just so the club can film it on speakerphone and tell them that they've been selected. It's my first full game. Of course, I've been on the bench behind the bar.
This is it.
So without telling my parents what I was up to, I gave my mum and dad a call just to tell them that I'd been selected for the front bar tonight.
Oh, hey, Dad.
How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Just bringing with a bit of news.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I've been selected for my first front bar tonight.
You've been selected for the front bar, or have you been...
Yeah, I'm on. I'm
on tonight.
Yeah, my first full game.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so thanks for all your support.
No, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mum, I'm on speaker, if Mum would like to say, you know, congratulations as well.
Yeah, she'd be proud. Mum, are you there?
Hello.
Congratulations, and he's on the front bar tonight.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, guys. Means a lot. Thanks for taking me to all those pubs over the years. Bye.
Oh, what a moment.
Yeah, wow. Oh, exactly.
Goosebumps, Andy, goosebumps.
Thanks, Jade. He'd have tears in his eyes.
It is a proud moment, so well done. It's like the dream come true.
Yeah.
The pause for your dad when you said I got a bit of news.
Yeah, he was
because
hoping.
Maybe they thought something else might be happening. Yeah. So you've got to be careful when you say that to parents. Anyway, on to your parenting advice, Andy.
That's true. It's never good with me when I ring up and tell Dad's news. But
what do you want?
Parenting advice from you, Mick.
Congratulations, you're having a baby.
No, you're back,
your lovely girlfriend.
No,
wow, this is fantastic, everybody.
Exclusive. No.
Andy Lee's having a baby. And you're back. Beck is pregnant. This is amazing.
I'm not joining in.
Thank you, James.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Pause. I'm not going to. I want to make sure my next quote can't be used out of context. So.
Yes.
Can you call it parenting advice when I'm taking care of my nephews?
Okay. Oh,
okay. That this is where I'm. This is where
yes,
I'm
you
at.
Can, because it's the same essential job.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Well, you can't discipline your nephews.
I do all the time.
Yes, you can. You can leave them in a car while you go and play the pokies. can't you? It's all the same.
Well, I've got a rule: no crying inside the house.
No crying inside the house.
If they're staying with Uncle Andy, no crying inside the house.
Take that outside.
So you've got to take it outside.
Fair enough.
And then little George said to me once, "Oh, I just want to I just want to cuddle." And I said, "Well, go cuddle one of the upright pillars in the outside house."
Knock yourself out.
I went to the toilet, came back, and there he was outside hugging the pillar. Gee, have I gone a bit too far?
Yeah, might have to wait a few years before you start breeding, Andy.
Okay, here's what happened. We were playing a game called cornhole. It's an American game. You throw sandbags through a hole.
Correct,
and I was playing against George, and I'd bought a
trophy.
How's
George?
George is 4.5.
Okay.
And I said...
Right in the zone, George.
Uh-oh.
I said, George, I bought a trophy. We're playing for the trophy. And I won the first.
Mate...
You
I'm
do
telling
not.
You right now.
I won the first.
Do
he won
not
the second.
Beat
it was best
a
out
child.
Of three. I won the third game and I've won the trophy, right?
Oh. I beg your pardon.
And he took that okay. Mm. And then Pa Mick, my dad, comes in and I said, tell you what, I'm going to hand it on to my dad. George, you can take on Pa Mick for the trophy again. You've got the second chance.
Good. Well, here you go. Good. This is good parenting.
Anyway, Parmic's come over the top of him and beat him as well. I've never seen a kid more devastated. Drops to his knees, starts crying.
And
it
then
was
you
like
send
the end
him
of
back.
Schindler's List. He was looking like we had a crane shot, like a Handmaid's Tale crane shot. He's looking up into the sky. Why me? What is life? I said to George, hey, George, it's okay to be upset, but you've got to go up to Parmic and congratulate him, shake his hand and congratulate him on a good game.
Yeah.
So he got the courage to go up, couldn't look Dad in the face, but I said, well done, Pamik, good win.
Yeah.
He went inside, went and told his mum, my sister, what had happened.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, that's okay. And then he said, I'm just going to need some time, and went in down into a little lounge room and cried on the couch for about 30 minutes.
Oh, my breaks my heart. Yeah.
Now, have I done the wrong thing?
Suck it up, buttercup. That's what you say. Mate, that's good parenting. You're on your way.
Thank you. Jane, can you give me the tick as well? Or?
Oh, I just say your sister will have words with you and that. You sent back a traumatised child and they're counselling. So, well done.
Outside for crying, though, write that down.
Yeah.
That is a ripper.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. Hey, that's where I go when I cry.
After the show.
Good work, mate. I'll see you tonight.
There's Jane hugging a pillar. Lovely to see you both.
Bring your A-game and we'll see you there.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Yes, time for Nerd Alert on Kennedy Malloy with Jane Kennedy McMalloy and one of our producers, James.
Oh, well, James Blake is the only one you can go to because he's a bit of a tech nerd.
Yeah.
And he has a, what have you got? Your pocket from your prefix jacket.
Yep.
At still, home in your bedroom behind glass.
Hanging up proud.
And left school, what, 4 years ago now?
Edging on five.
Edging on five.
Yeah, okay. But once a prefect, always a prefect.
And you drink, what is it? Pinot Gris.
According to you.
Yeah.
All right, mate. You're overly qualified to host this segment. It's Tech Talk.
Mm. Yeah.
What have you got for us? What do we need to know? What's happening in this world?
Very exciting. Apple has just held its WWDC over in Cupertino, California.
When you say very exciting, how so? Explain to me.
Well,
how
I'm excited and I know what you're saying. Very excited. Really? I love hearing about new technology and what's going on.
Nerd.
And of course, yeah, I'm a nerd. That's all right. And they had to do it online, didn't they, James? Because
they did.
No one can attend like they normally do.
And this is the first time. Normally, it's that big black stadium that they're talking about.
The black skivvy.
Yeah. That's this event.
Turtleneck.
But they've had to do it in
like
COVID
the black
times.
It's like the evil wiggle.
The evil Steve Jobs and his black skivvy.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So they've announced a suite of new updates for
Hang
the iPhone.
Hang on a second, though. Yep. But is this just... So this is... affects its fair share price, everything.
Yeah.
So when a new phone comes out, is that what it is?
It's new software for your phone.
Oh,
software.
This is bullshit.
No, there's different things.
They've been goofing off down the Apple.
No, stand by. There's one that's really, really interesting coming up that James will tell you about.
Yeah, so they've got
we're very nerdy today.
They've got a couple of things. They're going to introduce some widgets into the home screen, which is what
more information, please.
People have been calling for widgets for ages. They're like mini apps that are on your home screen, so you don't need to open the app. So you could like see the weather without opening the weather app. It's game changing.
That's confusing to him.
I wasn't concerned.
I remember Gidget.
So look at me.
Oh, Sally Field.
Young Sally Field.
Oh, my God.
Before she came boring.
We're talking about Sally Field.
She was great as Gidget and as a flying nun. And that went in the
Sybil.
You know, the road movies.
Yeah, it was.
Smoking the Bandit.
Of course. She played Forrest Gump's mum.
And then she got into all that kind of chick flicky territory.
Yeah, you're right.
Wasn't for me.
Steel Magnolias, that was the film.
Film called Widget.
With Julia Roberts.
Steel Magnolias, good Lord. All right, so what happens there?
So, yeah, you open up your phone, you look at it, and without even opening, like, your clock app or your weather app, you can see the time and you can see the weather.
Can you open it with your mind?
I knew you were going to... That's how you're explaining it, James. It felt like you have a laser beam from your eyes.
Can I make it hatch and do something?
Siri's a little bit better, so you could do it with Siri. They've improved it a little bit.
For Siri.
No?
Bit of a mole.
He likes Alexa.
He's always been an Alexa man.
massive news for car fans as well. They're now introducing digital car keys on your phone, so you don't need car keys.
That's the incredible thing.
Wait, what?
Rock up to your car and your phone will act as the car keys. And you can text your car keys to your mates.
How is your dog going to know you're leaving the house?
Good point.
If you've got a digital car.
Not jingle, jingle.
Going to get all excited.
Yeah. What are men going to do now with all the time up their sleeve when they don't have to look for their car keys that they've lost in their house?
Yes.
That's a game changer.
That's true.
That's terrible.
That's true.
All right. Why would you do that?
Because it's one less thing to carry around. So now you could rock around without a wallet. You don't need...
Well, why can't you put all the apps from your phone into your car keys?
Well, who's going to do that?
Don't be stupid. Thinking above...
I don't hate that.
All right, and now Apple Watch has got some new features.
Yes.
Does anyone have an Apple Watch? Does anyone in the world wear
an Apple Watch?
I...
So I had an Apple Watch. And
what
then,
happened to it?
Well, it got a little bit old and I downgraded to a Casio calculator
watch. He lost his What have you done?
Casio
calculator watch. So,
what are you playing Kong on it or something?
What is this, 1978?
Good God.
I quite like it. It's quite sleek and sort of cool.
Your term of sleek is not my term of sleek. But there is a new Apple Watch coming out with new features.
Does anyone wear an Apple
Watch?
No.
Oh, I don't use it. I've got one and I don't use it because you can't set the alarm on increments less than 5 minutes. So you can't do 8:12 or 8:11.
Right. Yes. And who needs to be that specific?
Well, if you've got an Apple Watch, I reckon
because you do can be as specific as you want. You don't have somebody dictate what time you get up.
I might get up at 12:23 tomorrow.
I like doing things like that.
Yeah. Does anyone have a watch that can allow me to do that? Jesus Christ.
Well, my Casio watch can do that.
Sorry, Aram. I think this is from, is this from the Song Whisperers? Put this question out there.
Yes.
He's giggling. Right. He still wants to know on the new Apple Watch, can you write boobs?
That's a good question.
You can, but the H won't look like a B.
What's the point?
And the last new feature of the new watch.
Goofing off down at Apple.
Yeah.
Let's see the bloke in the skivvy come out and explain himself.
Yeah.
Can I write boobs? No, well, get off. Boobs.
What's the last thing, James?
Last thing is that the watch will be able to automatically detect when you are washing your hands. It will listen for water.
That's why you need one.
You need one of those after you.
And when is the new iOS coming out?
We can all expect it in our spring, around about the time that they'll announce the new iPhone.
What's an iOS?
That's what runs on your phone.
That's the software system. You know when it tells you to update.
Mick hasn't had an update.
I've got one that's been bugging me now.
I know, it comes up.
It's harassing
me. We'll just update it.
But also my advice to everyone is, I say, never do the first iOS. Wait for the second version.
Go
14, go 14.1 or 14.2. Wait for them to get all the bugs out of the first release.
So you can put the keys now, Jane, to your Bentley in your phone. Is that right?
Aren't you amazing?
No. There it is. Bentley. That's our nerd alert segment.
A Maserati.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Crown Forklifts. And
hit it, Dave.
Encore.
Hit it, Dave. I want to hear it. Stood up.
There is no man like a crown for picking it up and putting it down.
There I go.
Mm. Oh, no. I love that. Puts me in a good mood every day when I hear that song.
Jane,
perks me up.
We mentioned earlier girls don't like guys with cats in their...
No, they do not.
...in their Tinder profile or the Tinder
I think
shop.
I know where you're going
what,
with this,
what
Mick.
What if me sitting behind the wheel... Forklift. Hello,
Encore
girls.
Range.
On. Here I come.
There he is.
Now, if more men put pictures of themselves with forklifts, but there's only one forklift that heads will turn for.
Well,
and that's the crown.
There's only one forklift.
Well, there's really
only
one forklift,
name
isn't there?
Or even envisage. Or
that's
even
true.
Imagine attacking a pallet with gusto, and it's the crown, in particular the Encore range.
Yeah.
Encore,
it's very clever, isn't it? Say what that involves, Mick.
Well, you think it's getting towards the twilight. You take it in, you give it a cuddle, you push it back out, and it goes bonkers.
And
it's
you still get a forklift warranty. You get a forklift replacement and power guarantee, and you're eligible for the instant asset write-off.
I keep looking for the downside.
There is no downside, mate. There's nothing.
You get the
There's
best
no
in
downside.
The business. It's pushed back out into the workplace, the natural enemy of the pallet. It can sniff one out from 50 metres.
If people
done.
Put pallets in their profile, they wouldn't patch them, but, you know, get your crown out, get your pallet out, get your photo happening, guys.
Well, I'd like to. It's going to be a first date for me. I'm going to get a girl to stand on a pallet.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn up.
Mm. Going to lift her up.
And then, I'm going to lift her up.
And then what?
Put it
down.
Yeah.
You can check out where to get one yourself. Go to crown.com, people.
Why wouldn't you?
Well done, Crown.
Let's do it.
Oh, here it comes.
There is something like
everybody. I'm doing the nut bush.
Good for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's about it for another day of Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. You got Front Bar on Channel 7 tonight, by the way. You're going to get your skates
on.
Forgot
all about that.
What?
I'm on my way. I'm
you're
going
on your
to,
way.
I'm going to slide
Lee.
Down the bat pole,
yep.
yes.
get into
Andy.
The car, and off I go to Channel
Andy
7.
Lee on board.
Andy Lee riding shotgun tonight in the Sam Payne position. Andy Maher on deck, of course. And excellent. One of the greats, Paul Vanderhaar. You know, he had the best nickname in football.
The Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman. I know. I'd kill for a nickname like Flying Dutchman.
Did he make pools?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes, he made pools for some of the most famous people in the
world. He'll have a few
pool
stories you should get into and ask him.
Dermot Brereton, he made a pool for. He? I reckon he would have given him a dodgy one after the elbow Dermot gave him.
Yeah. He made one for Shane Warne. Did he put the 23 at the bottom of Warney's pool?
Possibly did. If he made pool bars, I'd give him a call. Imagine having a pool bar that was made by Paul Vanderhaar.
By a champion.
Who's on the show tomorrow, guys?
We've got Dave O'Neill, which is excellent news. And, of course, I love Thursdays because that's Gone Wild Day.
Oh, what about those monkeys?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Frightening.
Hey.
Hold on to your French fries, people in Thailand.
That's right. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow for a Thursday. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Nick Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.